There's a lot of drama right now surrounding Hercules. Let's talk about it. This is the MCOCME podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. If you haven't been keeping up on what's been happening within the Reddit forums of Marvel Contest of Champions or anything from YouTube, well, there's a little piece of news, but it's more of a rumor because I don't believe anything until it goes live. And also, I'm not going to try to put any emotion into this episode. I'm just going to kind of give factual type statements with this thing as best as I can. But there's a rumor going around that Hercules may get nerfed. And I think that's going to really upset and hurt a lot of accounts and players within the community. However, this is not a piece of news that is worth getting emotional and excited over just yet. It's all speculation at this point. It's just a rumor. Now, if this does come to fruition, this will definitely, like I said, hurt a lot of accounts and a lot of players, because odds are there's a lot of players right now that have Hercules ascended as a 5 and even a 6-star champion, or they're progressing through the game for the first time and Hercules has become their bread and butter. He's kind of getting them through a lot of different things. I know for myself, whenever the incursions reset, I bring in Hercules along with Heimdall and maybe, you know, Odin with the pre-fights, and swap that out with Galen for the other pre-fights. And he can get me through a fair amount of zones, if not the whole thing. Now, sometimes there is a little bit of a node combination that will actually not benefit Hercules. So you can't say he's too grossly overpowered, especially when you are going up against certain nodes in an incursion, for example, where the nullification happens and you lose all the goodies that could, you know, potentially benefit him. And also, if you have that on you when you try to get to the last part of his immortality kit, well, you're not going to be immortal and you're going to die. So you're going to have to either reset the whole thing or revive yourself. So to say that Hercules is wholly immortal, not true. Because if you do have good mystic counters, if you have somebody that can nullify his buffs, guess what? You have him in check. So he's not like a total just, immovable object, if you will. He is, you know, he does have his faults. But yes, he is a very special champion, and he does benefit a lot of players in terms of progressing through content and also just, you know, kind of cheesing through certain things, which I think is what Kabam is trying to maybe put a cap on and put a limit on. But do I think Hercules is going to get nerfed? I don't think so. Because I've heard the term game economy being thrown around, how that's going to change a lot of things if he does get nerfed. But if it's going to change the game economy, then what does that say about the game? That it's centered around one champion that can just do it all? Like, is it like the, you know, from Tim Allen's The Santa Claus Movie, where this is do it all for you, Dolly, where that's what Hercules is? He just can do everything? Well, no, he can't do everything. Yes, it's really nice that he can do a lot of things, but for example, if you're looking at the Necropolis right now, I really haven't seen a lot of teams that bring him in there. I've seen a lot of Kate Bishop, I've seen a lot of Aegon, I've seen a lot of Shuri, I've seen a lot of Wakan, I've seen a lot of Juggernaut. I've seen all sorts of different types of characters being used. It's not just a Hercules thing, where it's like if you look at the Grandmaster's Gauntlet, yeah, you can get through using Hercules, so he'll just kick everybody's ass, you're done, kind of thing. But that's that piece of content, because every piece of content is different, so every piece of content is not going to wholly benefit Hercules, which I think is what Kabam may do instead of nerfing him. They just may kind of like tweak the content to sort of encourage the player to use other champions, which is the name of the game, at least to me, because there's a vast amount of champions in the game, and yes, it is really easy to hinge your bets hedge your bets, hitch your horses onto one or two champions and just have him or her blaze through everything. But if you go back like a few years ago, everybody was, you know, hot to trot on Quake and on Ghost. But then the game changed. The two champions did not get nerfed. The game just changed. The nodes got different. The fights got different. There were different counters for both Quake and for Ghost. And that was kind of the quote-unquote nerf. It wasn't nerfing them. It was just creating content that told the player, hey, listen, you just can't use this one champion. You got to kind of figure out other ways to do it. And I think that is what's going to happen. I think, you know, everyone getting excited about the possibility of a nerf for Hercules, you know, you have a right to be concerned. But I don't think Kabam is going to do that, because I think if they do, that's going to make a lot of players get really upset. And I'm telling you, they're going to have to issue, like I said, if you're talking economy stuff, are you going to issue down some rank tickets? Are you going to do things that are going to maybe compensate the players who have spent their hard-earned units and resources and time and efforts acquiring this champion and ranking him up? I don't know. That, you know, we right now this is all speculation. Plus, it's also January. You know, actually, it's January 28th. We're getting close to the end of the month here. It's pretty much February. But the thing is, I've thought about this thing. I've listened to a lot of different opinions on it. And look, you can listen to Prof Off. You can listen to Rich the Man. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, really good information out there. But until we get like an in-game message about it, until we get an actual confirmation on like a live stream from one of the Kabam, you know, employees or one of the, you know, content creators, then I'm going to say, okay, this is going to change a lot of things. And for a player that is really Hercules heavy, I don't know what to tell you when this goes live, if it goes live, that is. You know, will you be the recipient of a compensation package? Will you find yourself putting the game down? Because I think when people hear the term nerf, especially for a champion, they really kind of just think of the worst case scenario. Like, you know, for example, I always think back to like version 12.0 when they nerfed like Scarlet Witch and some other champions that were no longer kind of the heavy hitters. But the thing is this, the game has to change. The champions are becoming more, like I said, not complicated, but they're becoming more unique. And the node combinations are becoming complicated, but also unique as well. So you can't just, you know, roll in and do one champion most of the time. And going back to my example in Incursions with Hercules, sometimes you got to bring up a backup champion to actually counter a certain champion or a node that that Hercules may not be able to do. Like I said, for example, when you have, I forget the name of it, but it's a node where whoever has the least amount of power, they get fate sealed for X amount of time. And that could actually really, you know, be detrimental to a champion like Hercules. However, if you have a champion that doesn't have any buffs, like a Titania, like a Spider-Man 2099, like a Shuri or someone like that, then there you go. You don't have to worry about it. Because, you know, Hercules is a buff-heavy champion, so obviously any sort of counter, whether it be a node or a champion, that has a lot of node counters or just is able to nullify things, they're going to make mincemeat out of Hercules. There are counters to him, but I think what Kabam is trying to say is we don't want to make this champion just the easy way, the fast pass way to do things, which I understand, because don't get me wrong, when I got Hercules and I totally maxed him out and I ascended him, I was like, oh, this is really cool to have, because now I can actually get through certain pieces of content that were giving me troubles. Like I really wanted to get through Incursion Sector 6, get, you know, to, you know, Zone 25 and reap the rewards because it's fun. But the thing is, with Hercules, he does have his vulnerabilities. He does have his strengths, which are really great. It can make a lot of players who are not as good, it gives them a very great insurance policy with his immortality and with his feats of strength. So to kind of just wrap this up, because I don't want to get too long-winded with it, there's other people who explain it way better than I do. Do not fret over this rumor and this speculation of Hercules being nerfed. Like I said, until we as a community, rather, receive any kind of notification or information like, hey, this is going to happen, or like I said, somebody from Kabam on the live stream says it, okay, then you can react accordingly. It's going to really, like I said, if this does happen, a lot of players will be pissed off. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be fucking bad days for the company, because I think a lot of players will put the game down. There's going to be, I don't want to say a mutiny or a riot, because that's a very pejorative, you know, statement, but there definitely will be a little bit of a exodus with some people just being like, hey, look, my favorite champion or the way the game is being played now is not really fun anymore. They're taking everything that used to be fun and they're changing it. But I think if they just change the content up to really encourage players to really diversify their rosters, expand their play style, get better with certain things, that's the right thing to do. That's also the smart thing to do. Don't push away your player base. Just challenge them a little bit better. Force them to be better players and force them to go outside of their champion comfort zone. That's a nice little term I'm kind of making up on the spot right there. To do things to smash through different objectives and just really keep the game going. But let me know your thoughts. If you're a Ravens fan or a Chiefs fan or a Lions fan or a 49ers fan, good luck to you today. We will see what happens. It's Championship Sunday, but I will talk to you all next time in the MCOCME podcast.